Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Sandwiched between two lists of Levites, we're introduced to the priests, 1 Chronicles 24, verses 1 to 19. Every New Testament believer should be vitally interested in this section since, by grace, we have been initiated into a far more glorious priesthood. 1 Peter 2, verses 5 to 10. More glorious? I'll say. More glorious ethnically. Quote, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, made kings and priests to our God. Revelation 5, verses 9 and 10. More glorious numerically. Quote, a great multitude, which no one could number, chapter 7, verse 9. More glorious graciously, for, quote, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ, Ephesians 2, verses 11 to 13. It is more glorious positionally, for we have access to, quote, the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man, Hebrews 8, 2. And it is much more glorious experientially, for, quote, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, chapter 4, verse 14, who never dies, a perfect sacrifice that needed only to be offered once for all, chapter 10, verse 12, and, quote, an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat, chapter 13, verse 10. Like Christ's own linking of king and priest, forbidden in David's day, we are both holy and royal priests. No longer are we as they were, quote, divided by lot, 1 Chronicles 24, verse 5, but united in Christ. And no longer must we, as they, follow, quote, the schedule of their service for coming into the house of the Lord, verse 19. The veil no longer blocks access, and every priest at any time may enter the holiest. So then, quote, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Hebrews 10, verse 22.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.